Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hi there, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 30th of March, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours and is coming your way in about 5 minutes. Yummy. Yep, they've got some new products for us, including the new My 11 Ultra phone. Yeah, it's their new flagship phone, this time with a big bump on the camera. Yeah, there's actually three cameras on the back of this phone. A 50-megapixel main sensor, a 48-megapixel ultra-wide, and a 48-megapixel 5x periscope telephoto lens. There's also something on the back you won't see on other phones either. Another little tiny LED screen. Oh, you selfie lovers are going to love this one. Yes, it's actually a 1.1-inch 126x294 OLED display. And according to Xiaomi, it can actually be used as a selfie viewfinder, an always-on display, or even just a way to check notification alerts, say when your phone is face down. Now, as far as the main screen on the front, it's 6.8 inches with 120 hertz refresh rate. It's got a 1440p OLED display, and the internals include a Qualcomm Snapdragon 888 processor, 12 gigabytes of RAM, and 256 gigabytes of storage. That's a lot of power, so it needs a lot of battery, which has now been boosted to 5,000 milliamp hours, and of course is capable of fast charging. Now, other than this phone, Xiaomi also kind of launched a cut down version of the My 11, and it's appropriately titled the My 11 Lite 5G. Pretty similar to how the other one looks, it's just more of a mid-range device. Snapdragon 780 processor on this one, 1080p screen with a 90 hertz OLED display, and the battery on this one is only 4,250 milliamp hours. However, the two phones have got something in common. We don't know the pricing. Yeah, Xiaomi hasn't provided any pricing or details on any unit. According to them, we're just gonna have to stay tuned. EA Sports is back into golf. Yep, Electronic Arts is getting back into the game of golf. They've actually announced the PGA Tour Next Gen. Of course, that's the revival of the PGA Tour franchise. Unfortunately, right now, just like the Xiaomi pricing, few details are known right now. We just know it's coming, but it's in its early stage. Now, a few tidbits we do know is it'll be running on the in-house Frostbite game engine, and of course, we'll focus on recreating real courses and tournaments. And from what EA is telling us, we're going to know a lot more in a few weeks, probably when they're going to have some big reveal, which I'm sure will be alongside other EA titles. Staying with a bit of gaming news, those of you that use the PlayStation Store for your PS3, well, you ain't gonna be using the store no more. At least come July. That's right, Sony is officially closing the PlayStation Store for the PlayStation 3 on July 2nd, meaning with the shutdown, you'll no longer be able to purchase digital copies of games. Sony's also gonna be removing the remaining purchase functionality for its PlayStation Portable, yes, the PSP, also on July 2nd. However, though, at least you'll still be able to download and play previously purchased games, videos, and even media content. Though for how long that will go on, we don't know. Obviously, this is Sony's way of pushing us away from the PS3, which was launched way back in November of 2006. And it pretty much goes with the fate of most technology nowadays. Once it's obsolete, it's gotta go. And on to the next biggest, better, greatest, grandest thing. Finally, could it be happening? Comic-Con, in person, San Diego, apparently this year. Really? Now, usually, Comic-Con will be hosting its regular in-person gathering, you know, in the summer. Well, no, not this year. But there is something coming this year around Thanksgiving. Apparently, Comic-Con International, the nonprofit, of course, in charge of running the event, is planning to hold a 3-day in-person event in November, and will take place at San Diego, where Comic-Con usually is. There's a catch right now. We don't know how big the event's going to be, how many people can attend, you know, the socially distancing and blah, 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 blah. But at least we can give you a date. Apparently, it will be from November 26th to November 28th. And of course, right now, reaching out to Comic-Con, they said at this time, we're still working on specific details as to what the actual attendance capacity could be. But for a lot of people in the U.S. on that Thanksgiving Day weekend, it will be something to be very thankful for if it does push through. Have you got a story? No one else is listening? Well, we'd love to listen to you. Send it our way at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Our official website, yep, it's still located over there at BritishTechNetwork.com. That is, of course, where you can find the new show. You can find the Mac show there, the Big Show, the Photo Show. Lots of fantastic podcasts that are just waiting for you to check out over there at the British Tech Network official website. Also, check us out on our Facebook page, too. Give us a little like or thumbs up or whatever the hell it's called over there at British Tech Network. You can definitely follow us on Twitter at British Tech. But what are you waiting for? Join our community. That's where the fun is. And we'd love for you to be a part of it. Head on over to BritishTech.slack.com. Get signed up today and join in the fun conversations that are always happening at our British Tech Slack Room community. Ah, the news show. Well, as you probably have guessed, this is Holy Week. So those of you that do observe Holy Week and Easter, I hope you have a blessed one. We will be back with you, though, next week on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's been happening over the course of those so many days. So probably a long show on Monday next week. But until then, hope you have a fantastic Tuesday. Enjoy the rest of your week. Have a blessed Easter. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.